You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
God and creator of everything.
And good morning, everyone. You're listening to Proclaiming Christ, a radio show of the Office for the New Evangelization, where we talk about all things related to evangelization and the great things happening in the Archdiocese of Chicago and beyond. I'm Deacon Keith Strom.
And I'm Rachel Espinoza.
And today we have a full house joining us in the studio. Our Father Jason Torba, who's the pastor of St. Ferdinand. Welcome.
Thank you.
And also Jeff Hammond, who is a major gifts officer at St. Ignatius College Prep and also a knight of magisterial grace. And I'm going to ask you about that in just a second, what that means. But welcome.
It's good to be here.
Thank you. We've just celebrated in the Archdiocese of Chicago the Days of Mercy and Forgiveness, a wonderful celebration of God's love for us. With extended times of prayer and also extended opportunities to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and penance. And Father Jason, I believe your parish was a pilgrimage site and also a site that participated in 24 hours of the sacrament of reconciliation. How did that go?
It was a great experience for us as a priest and I think for parishioners because we had a lot of people came. I think that was between 600, 700 people came for confession. That was first Friday, and usually we have a bigger crowd for confession. Line was, when we started at noon, was a couple priests in confessional. Then about 6 o'clock was 7 of us, and was for a couple hours, 7 of us were here in confession. And then we have overnight one of us will, and people are very appreciated. I was between 3 and 5 a.m., and some people came and thank that we are in confessional this day and during night, because for some of them, I think they were scary. They neglected the sacrament, and this was great opportunity to, you know, remind people about forgiveness, what Pope Francis said, that God never tires, forgive us. Sometimes we are tired to ask him for forgiveness.
Right.
And that was a great opportunity for people.
Well, that's wonderful. And you said that normally you have confessions. Do you have extended confessions on first Fridays? Or
Yes. That's every first Friday we have morning confession, half hour, and evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And we have actually every day confession. Every night we have a priest in confessional. Special this year, we want to welcome people. Our church is open. St. Ferdinand Church is open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. And you're also a pilgrimage site. So how has that been going?
Yes, there's more and more people coming, and they call us and ask about, because they thought the church is closed during the day. But we have noon mass, and we invite actually them around the noon mass. That's a great opportunity. You know, last week, some group came with sister. Sister of Providence, and they ask us for priests to hear confession, and then I welcome them for Mass noon mass, and they were very appreciated.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. Now, Jeff, I mentioned at the open that you are a knight of magisterial grace. And so what does that mean?
I am a knight of magisterial grace in the Sovereign Military and Hospitaller Order of St. John of Jerusalem, Rhodes, and Malta. That's a mouthful, but we're known familiarly as the Knights of Malta and the Dames of Malta. So I was invested in a number of years back, and by the grace of the Grand Master, who is a prince, and so I am not a member because of having noble bloodlines, but because I was deemed meritorious in terms of my service to the church and in my faith, and I also was nominated by members, and so I'm committed to advancing the kingdom of Christ through charity, but also through alms and also through prayer. And so our mission in the Order of Malta is to defend the faith, but also to serve our Lords, the sick and the poor.
That's wonderful.
And I should say that one of the ways we do this is by helping to teach people how to pray. And we put together a book called Many Ways to Pray, which basically explains different prayer forms like the Liturgy of the Hours, the Ignatian Examen, Lectio Divina, which especially during this Jubilee of Mercy could be an amazing resource. And Father Anthony Bush at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at St. Stanislaus Kostka invited me to share on First Saturdays workshops with people about different ways to pray. So I'd welcome everybody who'd like to could join us to learn about different ways to pray. And in fact, our next one that's coming up, we will be exploring the Chaplet of Divine Mercy in greater depth.
Wonderful. Well, great. We're really excited that you could be here.
So I guess we could start our conversation today by asking you to explain a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the devotion to the Divine Mercy and what that is.
Well, it goes back to a revelation that Saint Faustina received, and going back to actually 1935, when she was given by Jesus the components of the chaplet, which is prayed on a rosary, a standard rosary, and it's basically designed, or the intent is to pray for mercy for the individual, but also for the entire world. And so St. John Paul the Great popularized this devotion and shared it. And so everyone is invited to pray this, especially during the 3 o'clock hour, and to offer that as an hour that is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the mercy of God.
That's wonderful. And now, Father Torba, you're doing a lot in your school around helping to form young people around this reality of God's mercy, but also the devotion to Divine Mercy. What exactly are you doing there?
Actually, we do for parish too, just connected with the explanation about Divine Mercy Chaplet. We have every day at 3 o'clock in our church, people come, and it's a lot of lay people join and pray together the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And also, I thought, yeah, that will be a great opportunity to teach kids. And we started, and we teach them in a school Divine Mercy Chaplet, and we recite this prayer, and they are more and more familiar, and they know by heart. Already some of them know by heart, and there's Polish school and English regular school, and we have actually Notre Dame High School at our parish too. It's more than 1,000 kids. That's 1,400 actually.
Wonderful.
together we teach how to pray Divine Mercy Chaplet.
That's great.
So in addition to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, in the Diary of Divine Mercy, which is the recording of all of these apparitions to Saint Faustina, our Lord asked for the celebration of a Feast of Mercy. And so I understand that at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy on April 2nd to 3rd, which is the Feast of Divine Mercy this year, there will be a celebration. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And
sure. What we're going to do is just take a quick break, and then we're going to come back in, and we're going to explore this Feast of Divine Mercy.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
The loss of a marriage can lead to an endless number of changes in our lives, and some of these changes can be very painful. We may be overwhelmed with thoughts of an uncertain future.
The Catholic Church is present in these difficult times through Divorce Ministry, providing support, guidance, and resources to divorced Catholic families.
We want to help you rebuild your life by walking in faith in the company of Jesus Christ.
For more information, please call 312-534-8353 or go to our website, marriageandfamilyministries.org.
So welcome back to Proclaiming Christ, the radio show for the Office for the New Evangelization for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Before our break, I had asked a question. In addition to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, in the Diary of Divine Mercy, our Lord asked Faustina for the institution of a Feast of Divine Mercy. And so I was asking, Jeff, if you would mind sharing with us a little bit about the celebration that will be taking place at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy on April 2nd and 3rd.
I'd be happy to. At the Archdiocesan Sanctuary of Divine Mercy at St. Stanislaus Kostka, the faithful from throughout the diocese and further afield will be coming for 40 hours almost of devotion in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and God's Divine Mercy. And there will be programming all throughout the night. And it will culminate with a Mass offered at 3 p.m. at St. Stan's, which will be celebrated by Father Jim Kibicki, who is a Jesuit priest and the National Director of the Apostleship of Prayer. And he will be delivering a homily entitled Encountering the Sacred and Merciful Heart of Jesus in the Jubilee of Mercy. And this is a wonderful way for our listeners to come and experience God's divine mercy in a more profound way than ever, because we are the Sanctuary Divine Mercy, St. Stanislaus Kostka, is a pilgrimage church. And so those that come after receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation, receiving the Lord in the Eucharist, praying for the intentions of the Holy Father, that they can receive the indulgence, and they can offer that for the living and also for the dead. And so this is going to be an amazing way to receive God's mercy in a new way.
That's great. Thank you for that. Now, there's also going to be a couple of pilgrimages. Is that true to that site? And so actually, right. Anna Dudek from the Office of New Evangelization is here, and I'm going to put her on the spot for a second. And just can you tell me a little bit about sort of the multicultural and multilingual approach that's happening this year to the feast, the celebration of Divine Mercy?
So we'll start at Stanislav Kostka with Mass in English at 5 p.m. And later on, we'll have a prayer offered by English-speaking community from the 6 p.m. to 7:30. And from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., prayers will be offered by Spanish-speaking community. However, close to St. Stanislav Kostka Parish, there is a Holy Trinity Parish, in Polish mission. And at that parish, we'll have a Mass in Polish, and we'd like to invite all Polish organizations, different Polish groups, young adults, youth, who participate at the at that Mass. However, later on, we'll follow by a procession to Stanislav Kostka with different ethnic groups. So we would like to invite all of you to participate with the procession, with the lights, to bring some candles and bring your flags, national flags. So we'll walk as a one universal church, but from different background. And later on, at Stanislav Kostka Parish, the prayers will be offered by Polish speaking community. However, you can join us and have some good experience, and you can also experience God's mercy in your life. All the information are available on the Jubilee website .org, and also on the Office for the New Evangelization website, evangelizechicago.org. If you have any questions and you would like to learn more, how you can help or how you can participate, you can give us a call at 312-534-8107.
Great. Thanks for sharing. And now, Jeff, you've been involved in the planning for this event. So can you tell our listeners a little bit of what the goal was for this year in particular? What are you hoping people will experience as they come to this event?
Well, as I said earlier, during this extraordinary jubilee of God's mercy, we hope that people from throughout the archdiocese, but even further afield, will come to St. Stan's and celebrate as a family and experience God's forgiveness in their lives, and that many who have drifted away from the church, maybe, who are suffering, that they will come and be touched by God's healing mercy in their life in a new way. At the same time, we feel that we want people to go forth to be servants of mercy, to practice the corporal and spiritual mercy in their lives, and so to share that love that they're experiencing in their own lives with others, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's that's the vision that that all of us have, and you know, this happened because Father Anthony invited us all and opened up the doors of St. Stan's for right. to provide a home for this, and it's just, you know, continuing to grow, and we just hope everybody will come and share. I want to share one thing or add something to the schedule, that there is a rosary at 2:30 p.m., and that's going to be offered by the Dominican Sisters from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Great.
Okay. So and there are four of the nuns that actually teach at St. Ignatius College Prep, and so when they heard that this was happening, they volunteered.
That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing. There's so much happening in this feast. I mean, I can clearly see it's an extraordinary celebration during the extraordinary jubilee.
Especially at that day, we'll pray for the conversion and transformation of our hearts, for open wide openness to the mercy of God, and also for the peace in the world. Those are like the three petitions that we want to pray at those days. And we'd like to see you there.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about Divine Mercy, and in particular, a documentary that has come out about Divine Mercy. So stay tuned.
Raise up.
I'm Monsignor Mike Boland of Catholic Charities with an urgent message. Contact your elected officials today and insist that they work to pass a budget that can pay for social services. Our state social service network is quickly unraveling. Every day, agencies like Catholic Charities give critical help to our most vulnerable citizens. For 9 months, we have not been paid by the state for services they asked us to provide. Every 30 seconds, someone counts on Catholic Charities for help. Now we are counting on you to help us. Please contact your elected officials today and urge them to pass a budget that cares for the poor and most vulnerable in our communities. If you do not know who your elected officials are, call the State Board of Elections at 217-782-4141 and press 0 when prompted. You can also visit elections.il.gov and click on New District Official Search. Again, please call 217-782-4141 and press 0 when prompted. You can also visit elections.il.gov and click on New District Official Search. Thank you.
Lent is a time to give up, take up, and lift up. By giving up those things that get in the way of our relationship with God and taking up almsgiving practices, we can lift up the dignity of others. Catholic Relief Services provides us with the resources to learn, pray, and act on behalf of our brothers and sisters overseas. By participating in CRS Rice Bowl this Lent, you can help lift up a more just and merciful world. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/ricebowl for more information.
Welcome back to Proclaiming Christ. My name is Deacon Keith Strom, and I'm here with Rachel Espinosa, Anya Dudek from the Office for the New Evangelization, Jeff Hammond, and Father Jason Torba. So thanks again for being here with us. We've been talking a lot about divine mercy.
And so we just spent some time talking about the events that will take place at the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy, St. Stanislav Kostka. And then can you tell us a little bit about, I understand there's also a documentary regarding the image of divine mercy that will be coming out around the same time.
I'd be happy to. On Wednesday, March 16th at 7 p.m. at St. Stanislaus Kostka, there's going to be the Chicago premiere of The Original Image of Divine Mercy, which is a documentary film. And we're so excited that the Archbishop of Vilnius will be there. And my Lithuanian is rusty, but I believe he's Archbishop Grusis will be there. It's going to be a really exciting evening. There'll be, obviously, the screening of the film, and as well as the director will be there as well.
Okay. And this is a film about the original image which Jesus instructed St. Faustina to have painted, is it?
That's right. And this will be a study of that original image and the mysterious case of this painting that survived the Soviet occupation of Vilnius. And there'll be commentary by our own Bishop Robert Barron, as well as George Weigel and others. Cardinal Jiwicz of Krakow will be there, featured as well. And you can find out more about this documentary at JubileeMercy.org, and an important point to note is that there is no admission fee.
That's great. And obviously, you know, this image of divine mercy is so tied together with the devotion. And I know, Father Jason, at St. Ferdinand, I think you did something really interesting with your parishioners and the image of divine mercy. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, when I came to St. Ferdinand 10 years ago, right away we asked for a divine mercy image from sisters from Łagiewniki. That's the place near Kraków that anybody who will be for World Youth Day, I'm sure that will visit this place and will pray for this place. And that's we started a divine mercy group in English, Polish, and in this year, Jubilee Year of Mercy, we made decision that we'll have a smaller image, and we started peregrination of the image of Divine Mercy from family to family. Every Sunday, family receive, one family bring back to the church. We have actually Mass at 3 p.m. on Sunday. That's a great opportunity to be in the hour of mercy, have a Mass, and the people bring back, and another family take home for 1 week, and they invite friends, invite neighbors, and it's so wonderful stories they tell, how they, you know, revitalize this devotion, and actually they learn Larov to be merciful like God is merciful to us. Sometimes we forgot about it, and when they 1 week experience this prayer and be together with others, and they learn more about mercy and share mercy with others.
Great. That sounds beautiful. So one of the things that we also should say about the Feast of Divine Mercy, we mentioned it at the beginning, is that St. John Paul the Great was a great supporter of this feast. And one of the things for me that's always been a wonderful reminder of God's mercy is, you know, when John Paul the Great had died, he died, as, I believe, on the vigil of the Feast of Divine Mercy. And so for me, whenever I even pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, obviously I'm thinking of Jesus, but I'm also asking, you know, John Paul the Great then also for prayer. So just a wonderful way to just recall one of the great popes that the Lord has given the church. So before we end, I just wanted to make a quick pitch for one of the most important things that the Office for the New Evangelization is doing, particularly in this year of mercy, and that is creating a network of intercessory prayer. And so we've created the Chicagoland Intercessory Prayer Network. And to be a part of the Intercessory Prayer Network, you just have to have a desire and a passion to pray for the work of evangelization and the mission of the church here in Chicago. And there's usually three or four prayer intentions that are given each month, which you will get emailed to you. And so you can sign up for the Chicagoland Intercessory Prayer Network by going to evangelizechicago.org, and you will see right in that front page there'll be a button for you to click on and join that network. We have had a number of people sign up for our first month, and it's been just a grace and a blessing. Okay, well, we've got about a minute left, and so I just want to turn it back over to Jeff, and any final words?
Yes, I'd also like to share something about the Pope's prayer group, which is called the Apostleship of Prayer. And that's something that also our listeners might want to consider participating in. And I know that Father Kubicki will be explaining more about that on the Feast of Divine Mercy.
Great. And where can they learn more about that?
At the Apostleship of Prayer website.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks so much. Well, I want to thank all of my guests.
Thank you for being with us.
And stay
thank
tuned,
you.
And we will be back next month.
Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., 930 a.m., and 1270 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.